Yeah, just one more quick company update that we'll get out there before the weekend hits. We sent out a newsletter earlier in the week to the subscribers, research newsletter. And just this kind of an offhand thing, I went into a little bit how the some of the secret societies and stuff are actually basically like schools of angel cults, kind of. Hard to explain, but I did a good job of explaining it in the newsletter. That what we have written off as paganism was like an early form of Christianity. And of course, the Bible is littered with references to specific angels and stuff, both the Old and the New Testament. And you would think if that had no relevance, why would it be, so frequently mentioned? And why would it be constantly checked and referenced in our own culture, So this is actually, I'm going to read part of this book that I bought recently and started reading it and then like forgot about it. And then I picked it up and literally the page that I started reading is this page. So it seems like it was meant to be read almost, right? Because it goes into further depth into the weird topic that we had touched upon in the newsletter. And let's see if I can find it real fast. Here we go. All right, so this book was a trialogue, which is like a dialogue between three people. It was between Rupert Sheldrake, Terence McKenna, and Ralph Abraham, these three way ahead of their time researchers and intellectuals. And they transcribed it. I think this was a conversation back in like 1989 or 1990. They transcribed it all and turned it into a book. And so here's one quote from Ralph Abraham in their conversation. He says, "I don't know. I don't know. There was a fall. It happened in the century between John Dee and Isaac Newton in England. We can study everything that went on and still not understand much of what happened in this short period of time. None of the developments in the scientific enlightenment seemed to be explicitly adverse to angels. Newton believed in astrological alchemy, which embraced the significance of the stars, the hand of God, and the reality of the trinity of body, soul, and spirit. Descartes and Newton, whom we blame for our mechanistic paradigm, were full of the spirit. Of course, they dared not speak openly of these things because of the terrorist repression going on around them in the form of inquisitions, religious persecutions, and riots. Giordano Bruno was burned at the stake in front of an enthusiastic audience of 300,000 people in Rome on Easter Sunday." Wow, sounds like an anti-vaxxer. 300,000 people in Rome on Easter Sunday because he refused to accept that the world was finite. Galileo was forced to recant for similar reasons. Somewhere in this story is the basis for the rejection of the spirit by science. Why the church rejected it is another question." So kind of an incredible quote there. Again, he says Newton believed in astrological alchemy. And, of course, George Washington is claimed to have been influenced by an angel. All kinds of weird references in our culture. The logo for Lockheed Martin, one of the world's biggest defense contractors, is a pentacle, right? The angelic pentacle. And you can go on and on with these little Easter eggs. But I just thought I'd give you a follow-up to that newsletter. And if you want to buy the book I'm talking about, let me give you the title again, because it is an interesting book. It throws you into the deep end pretty fast. And who knows if what these guys were talking about is even really relevant. It's interesting anyways, So it's called Chaos, Creativity, and Cosmic Consciousness. And I just got it on Amazon. But again, it's a trialogue between Rupert Sheldrake, Terence McKenna, one of my favorite philosophers, and Ralph Abraham. So that's it. Thank you guys. Good night. Good luck. Have a good weekend. Yeah, and I found actually an even stronger quote in the same part of the book, which again is called Chaos, Creativity, and Cosmic Consciousness, came out in, let's see. Copyright 1992. But yeah, you could find it on Amazon or probably anywhere. And Terence McKenna says, I'm going to quote from the book, "I want to make one digression to drive home the point that this phenomenon is not simply the pursuit of dilettantes or obscurantists. If we examine the history of early modern science, we discover that some of the major movers and shakers were being guided and directed in the formulation of early science by discarnate entities. John Dee, the great flower of Elizabethan science, actually had commerce with angels and all sorts of entities of this type over decades. No less a founder of modern scientific rationalism than René Descartes was set on the path toward the ideals of modern science by an angel who appeared to him in a dream and told him that the conquest of nature was to be achieved through measure and number. This enunciation, which is really the battle cry of modern science, first passed through the lips of an angel." There is also the well-known example of Kekule. I don't know who that is, but I'm just a blogger, just stated a Holiday Inn Express. Just the deleted Joe Rogan guest from years ago. There is also the well-known example of whoever this person is, the discoverer of the benzene ring, who dreamed of the Uroboric symbol, the snake taking its tail in its mouth, the ancient symbol of eternity, and understood that it was the solution to a molecular structure problem that he'd been searching for. This aspect of science, the fact that much of its premises have been transferred to mankind from the hidden realm of higher intelligence, is completely suppressed in its own official story. So interesting little points there.